Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, first date fraud is on the table because our intern, Amanda, is currently committing it. Now, what is going on with you? How'd you meet this dude?
So we met on Tinder. Duh. Like, where else do you meet people? And he asked me on a first date, and I was like, sure. And he was like, why don't we get coffee? I hate coffee. Like, I hate it. But I was like, yeah, of course. He was like, I love coffee. It'll be great.
It's a Tinder date. Why did you say yes to coffee?
He was nice.
He's got a good profile picture, Jeff. Duh.
Okay.
Yeah, so now I have to go on this coffee date. I don't even know how to order coffee. I don't know.
So you're going to fake your way through this coffee and hate it the entire time.
Oh, absolutely.
And then if it goes well, you got to go on potentially a second coffee date.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or if it goes well, or you got to go X number of months or years, and then you have to finally admit to him, I hate that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get married, and he's going to be like, oh, this whole time you hated coffee. Yep.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be like you guys are going to end up in love, and you're going to be making out with him like a year from now after he's had coffee, and you're just going to shove him away and be like, get off me, God, you taste awful.
You taste disgusting. So we want to know if you're committing first date fraud or if you already did and how long you're keeping up the lie.
Hey, Ben in Decatur.
Hey, Ben?
Yes.
Hey, Jeffrey in Norcross.
Hey, when I was 18, I told a girl that my name was Bobby O'Shea because I had a fake ID. Bobby O'Shea. We dated for 6 months.
6 months.
And what did you tell? Wait, so your name is what again? Jeffrey?
My name is Jeffrey.
And you told and sh-
and Bobby O'Shea.
Bobby O'Shea. That is amazing.
That is fantastic. Oh, here's Ben back. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? So I met this girl, and she had a Maserati when I met her.
Ooh.
So I went and rented a BMW. And then on the second date, she asked about it, so I told her I totaled it.
No.
But she went and rented me the same BMW.
So you got like a sugar mama, and she's like, oh, you wrecked your car. Let me help you out. And then the car she rented was the same one that you were driving when you first met her?
Exactly.
That's perfect.
She kept renting me cars for about a month after that.
Nicely done, sir.
Man, if she didn't rent you cars, what would you have been driving? You would have gone from a totaled BMW to a what?
Uber.
All right, first date fraud. Did you commit it? How long have you kept up the lie? 404-263-0941. Paula is on hold. She's coming up next, and her first date fraud has extended all the way into 10 years of marriage. Can't wait to hear her story and yours coming up next. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Star 94.1.
Now, first date fraud is all inspired by our intern, Amanda, who is going on a coffee date with a guy from Tinder who she finds really hot, but she hates coffee. So she knows she's going to have to keep up that lie for a while.
Which is fascinating because she doesn't know the guy. So swipe, swipe, swipe. And he's like, hey, I'm into you. And she's like, cool, I'm into you. When he says, let's go get a cup of coffee, she could have responded with, how about this instead? But she didn't. She went along with it.
She just was like, yay, coffee. Great. Well, now she's got to suffer her way through that.
This could be her forever because Erica in Atlanta joins us now to tell us how her first date fraud actually changed her life. Hey, Erica.
Hi.
So what was the lie that you told on your very first date?
So he was vegan. I was vegan. I said, oh, yeah, sure.
You were not vegan.
Not at all.
Have you been sneaking meat into your diet just when he's not around? What happened?
No, I totally stopped eating meat, lost a whole bunch of weight, and kind of vegan 96% of the time.
So you have since, if I understand this right, you've since broken up with him, but you've remained vegan?
For the most part.
All right. The best part of the relationship was the diet. That's awesome. And good for you, Erica.
And she changes her diet. She starts doing yoga. She's all like lean and mean muscle top to bottom. Gets all tight and right. And then she's like, see you, dude.
Bye.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing me the way. Gotta go.
Paula, you can relate to this too. This first date fraud is a little too close to home for you.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Just a little too close to home.
What's going on with you?
My husband took me to a seafood restaurant, and it was so romantic and mystical and magical, and I adore him just as much as that first time. I did get chicken because I hate this restaurant, but he keeps taking me to it for our anniversary. And I don't know how to tell him. I don't know. I feel like he would just take it so badly.
So do you hate seafood or you just hate this restaurant in particular?
Both.
Oh, my gosh. And your sweet husband thinks he's being so romantic. He's like, I'm going to recreate our first date. It's going to be amazing. And you have to just keep playing along, don't you?
You know, when you go into your head about the imagined conversation and how it would go down, I've had it like so many times for 10 years, every year. I'm like, okay, I gotta tell him, like,
so the next,
I can't.
The next time you go will be your 11th time, right? So, well, no, I guess it won't be your 11th time. It'll be like your 12th or 13th or however many years before you were married. But for a decade of marriage, you've been going there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're right. It has been more than 10 because we were dating for 2 years before that. So this will be 13.
Okay. So you've been a dozen times. That's a nice round number.
All right. Have you committed that first date fraud? Of course, the conversation can always continue on Facebook. And Jeff, you've got one of these.
Just dawned on me that years ago, I was dating a girl and our very, very first date was to celebrate her getting her master's degree, like completing her master's thesis.
And you didn't lie about having a master's, did you?
No.
Okay. I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
No, did not. I did not tell a lie. But she completed her thesis and submitted it for review and found out that it was accepted. And so now she's got a master's degree and we went out to celebrate. And I mean, this is a forever ago. So I spent more money than I should have. And we had a great celebration. Everything was awesome. And we dated for a little while. And as we were breaking up, I learned that she didn't even have an undergraduate degree.
She totally lied about her master's and even going to college.
Totally lied about even being in graduate school. Never took a course in it.
Whoa, that's pathological right there.
That was it. I was like, oh, wow. I totally forgot about that. I blocked it.
Unreal. How do you get away with that for so long? You pretending to go to class, and how did you fall for that for so long?
Okay, well, now stop.
Now it's back on you.
You're right.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.